Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It's 8:03 here on a Monday morning. Mike Johnson, Ali Mack, Squid Billy, and Dialon hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios in Midtown. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. Two questions on the table. Would you trade Kyle Pitts if you were Terry Fontenot, if you were Raheem Morris, if you were anybody else who is has agency in that decision? Would you make the move to move on from Kyle Pitts at this point, year number five, $10 million on the table? Also, if you met a celebrity in person, you getting a selfie or are you getting an autograph? And I'm curious to know, like, how old the answer is. You know what I mean? Like, how old are you in your life to where you have now chosen autograph over selfie or vice versa? Be curious to get some of that. We already have somebody weighing in on Twitter, Eddie Robbins, saying, I would trade anybody if it improved the team. Yeah, to an extent. I wish that's how football worked, but it's not. You always have to, consider the investment you have in said player.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy to move on when you say you've – and I hate this. It's like I said, I hate that we judge players based on the investment you made in them to the draft, because at this point it doesn't matter if he was fourth overall. Doesn't matter. None of that matters at this point. None of it matters what he did at the combine. None of it matters 5 years later what his 40 time was or how many, catches he had in college. But, and Nick Saban used to say this about recruits. He hated the rankings, the recruiting rankings. He hated that there were five stars because you always had expectations of what the player was. And if they didn't pan out, then you judge them more harshly than if they had been a four star or a three star. You're just like, dude, it was a five star. You should have been a lot better. It's like, they're all going through the same thing, man. Just all going through the same process.
Yeah, so. I also think this player here had a 1,000-yard season his rookie year, too.
Yeah.
So he lived up to expectations. You can hark on the touchdowns all you want his rookie year. I didn't care a bit. I thought he produced. He helped you win games.
He had one touchdown?
He had one touchdown. But he also put you – I mean, I always go back to Miami where Matt hits him on the sideline and he's sandwiched between two DBs and makes a phenomenal catch. It was a good throw, too. Hey, real quick before we get to the lines – Can I do top five Tuesday tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I'm skipping ahead in rotation.
Is there any reason in particular you want to do top five Tuesday?
Say, I think
tomorrow?
Allie was supposed to be up, but yes, I would be excited that you're excited to do
Metallica's
top five.
In town tomorrow.
Oh,
and I'm supposed to be going, although I haven't received my tickets yet.
Oh,
but
I know what this is about.
I'm supposed to be going, and I was maybe gonna do like. Either top five Metallica songs you want to see live or just top five like rock songs you want to see live or something.
Yeah.
And because I want people to be able to like obviously jump in. So I don't know which one I want to do. Maybe you guys can help me.
I would say rock. Yeah. I don't know if I can think of five Metallica songs off the top of my head.
Yeah. I'm not going to the Metallica show. So I don't. That's not my genre.
Definitely your alley.
Well, I might not be either. I don't know. I'm trying.
I remember this conversation though, because it was me coming off wanting to go to the United game to see Messi,
yeah.
Where Tim Z hooks it up.
Yeah.
And Tim Z was talking to you, and he goes, have you never sat in those seats before?
Because like,
they're
nope.
The greatest. Yeah.
Because I haven't.
They're the greatest seats at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And you're like, no, I haven't. And he's like, oh, well, you got to come sometime. And you said, well, Metallica's coming in June.
I didn't.
And here we sit.
I didn't miss my words.
That was like,
we?
And that was.
That was like 6 months ago.
That was
ago.
Like October,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, October, November, whenever the playoffs were.
Yeah
so
crazy.
If you're listening, just shoot me those tickets.
Yeah, Metallica. Yeah, I would say top five Tuesday, live rock shows for sure, especially coming off, were they at Blacksburg, right? They were.
Well, they were like a month ago.
Yeah.
Dude, that show.
It looked awesome.
Well, I mean, imagine hearing Enter Sandman in the place and play it like
insane.
That. Like, that was live. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Right,
well, you can go right ahead and take top five Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, we'll see what I can I can draw up.
Hey, again, reminder: would you trade Kyle Pitts? Yes or no? And if you met a celebrity in person, autograph or selfie? Which one are we doing? Let's go to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's go to Taylor in Jonesboro. Taylor, good morning. You're on the morning shift.
On Allie, what's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Morning.
As far as the first question about Kyle Pitts goes, yeah. I think it's reached a time where how much longer can you say this is finally going to be the year that we get consistent production out of him? Obviously, it's not all on him. I think the injury really derailed him.
Sure.
And also looking at it, Michael Penix, I feel comfortable in saying this is probably the best quarterback. I know we had Kirk the first 9 or 10 weeks of last year. I feel like we are finally in a good spot at quarterback, but you can only go so long with saying that someone is going, this is finally going to be the year. So, yeah, I would trade him. And now I don't think you just give him up for anything. I think it's got to be a situation where, because this was the number four overall pick, so you have to at least get some form of return in him, also considering you don't have a lot of draft capital next year. So yeah. If Kansas City calls, for instance, and gives a second round pick, you gotta give him away.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it. And in this offense especially, you know, I feel like Charlie Warner being the blocking tight end, you know, obviously, I mean, the conversation is, well, how do you replace the production? That's a tough call that you got to make, but at the same time, you have to look at, can you get value in someone who has clearly been underwhelming?
Yeah, and especially the time of year, guys, right? Like, you're not going to go out and find, like, some kind of free agent signee that you just feel like is incredibly talented. Not even, like, college football and drafted free agents, right? You're not going out and signing somebody that you're like, oh, he can fill in. Nah, not to that point. You have to be comfortable in what you have at the wide receiver position if you were going to move on from Kyle Pitts.
That's why it's day two. I'm not taking anything less than a third round pick. Mm-hmm. That's why, because then you have to. Because look, there's a lot of people that think the and I don't necessarily disagree that the GM's job is on the line this year.
Yeah,
and so you're not going to give up that production if you don't. You know, that would be a feather in his cap. To your point, say, well, look, I mean, we have all these picks next year. Or, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
check this
even
out.
Though, you know, and that's also if you go like 10-7 and say, look, we went 10-7 and we still missed the playoffs. I don't know what to tell you, but we got all these things coming back from a 10-7 team. We're going to be, you know, it's
such
next
a
mea culpa.
It's such a my bad though on Terry Fontenot. Hey, I know we missed well, on the fourth overall, but
I'm going to tell you something. I do not believe that Terry Fontenot 100% is to blame for that pick. I think the former coach here had a lot of influence on that pick, and when I mean lot. I mean, it was his pick.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head over to Mike and Marietta. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Living
first time caller, long time listener to the morning show.
Thanks, man.
So, two things. One, Kyle Pitts. I think so. I think you can get a better tight end off waivers. but second thing. I don't know, Bo, if you remember this, but a long, long time ago in Hiram at the Home Depot, they had Tony Stewart come through, and he signed autographs for probably like 2 or 3 hours. Not only in that line, but back in the day, my dad used to do a lot of NASCAR collectibles, so that was one of the cooler ones. I met him, Kenny Wallace, a whole bunch of people.
That's a pretty good one. That's pretty good.
You know, it's a funny story about Tony Stewart. Is he He like dated a chick that used to work at Old Town in Kennesaw.
Wow.
For a while. Yeah.
Smoke Stewart dated a chick from Old Town in Kennesaw.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I do remember when Tony Stewart rolled through.
He said Michael Wallace or Michael Waltrip.
I just heard the Tony Stewart part.
Okay. I was gonna say Michael Waltrip's doing an appearance tomorrow in Atlanta somewhere. I saw that out there. I was like, oh, I might have stopped by.
Yeah, I'm good.
Might meet Michael Waltrip.
Mikey, maybe you can do your own grid walk with him.
Hey,
Michael.
do a little grid walk.
That's what I said.
Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head over to Chief in South Fulton, Dylan. Chief, what's going on? What's happening?
What's happening, Chief? Before I get to my wake-up call for the NBA, Kyle Pitts, the whole thing, you can give me a fifth-round pick and a smart TV for Dylan, and I get Kyle
Pitts. Smart TV.
Pitts, wow.
Why did Dylan catch a stray all of a sudden?
You know, I love dealing, but you know, give a man a smart TV. I tell you what, though, NBA, I got a wake up call for all the unnamed players who do all these things, surveys about who's overrated or whatever. Because I'm telling you right now, Tyrese Halliburton, ask the New York Knicks if he overrated. Matter of fact, ask the New York Knicks if Trae Young overrated.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, when it comes to this overrated thing right here, put your name on it. At least those two idiots that was on First Take the other day last week talking about Trae Young, at least they had enough to show their stupid faces, because some of the stuff that come out of these people's mouths, I just don't get it. And it really irritates me.
Yeah. I'm out. Yeah. You know what's funny, too, about it? Like, The Athletic does this with every sport now. they like, hey, overrated college football coach, overrated this, that, like the anonymous poll. And they it is interesting to kind of see some of the insight.
Yeah.
You're like, man. But at the same time, when a name like Tyrese Haliburton or Trey Young comes out, you're like, all right, dude, like, I just mean, calm down for a minute.
It's making Chief call people like, idiots.
Yeah,
and they got
say,
stupid faces. Like, it's making him irate.
Hey, let's go back to the phone lines and get one more in here. Let's talk to Snaggletooth. I don't even want to know. What's going on, man?
Heavens to Murgatroyd, sympathetic even.
No.
Good morning, Joe. Mike Mafia. Hello. Quick Billy.
What are we
Hello.
Doing? What are we dealing here? What
What's
we got?
Happening?
What we got? Is this Skip? It's gotta be Skip. Skip, hey, what's up, man?
Good morning, Becky.
Skip.
What's going on?
I'm about to cut the phone line off, Skip. You better get it out, man.
Oh, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, man?
Mike Mafia's in the house.
What's up, man?
Yeah, it sounds
hey,
like it.
Hold on. Yeah. Hey man, on that Kyle Pitt, man, I say let's ride him out, dude. Let's ride him out. You drafted him. Let's see what he's about. Mike Penix said that he can do some wonders with him. So if he can do some wonders with him this year, I say we're gonna sign, but he won't get no big contract. Also, and my famous person, man, that I met recently was Mike Mafia's in the house. He was in the Yammobile, baby. Whoa, yeah. Mike Mafia!
All right, Skip. All right, calm down. I appreciate your phone call, as always, man. If you guys want to weigh in, too, at 929 Morning Shift, obviously love to hear from you guys at all times.
And I'm going to need to know how much coffee he had.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, Skip, look, got to bring it home, baby. Got to bring it home. It's about to get off track. Appreciate everybody weighing in. If we left you hanging on the phone line, just try us again tomorrow, man. We'll make sure we catch up with everybody in the wake-up call.